Exclusive: Trump transition. House Armed Services panel condemns Lockheed Martin's woke vice president update. Woke staffer resigns. By Wendell Hasebo on January 13, 2025. Update, 9:30 p.m. ET. After publication of this story, a Lockheed Martin spokesperson told Breitbart News that Stoneman had resigned from the company. Shelley O'Neill Stoneman is no longer with the company, having resigned for personal reasons. Robert Head, vice president for political affairs, state government, and global programs support, Lockheed Martin Government Affairs, was named acting SVP, effective immediately. As we did in his first term, we look forward to a strong working relationship with President Trump, his team, and the new Congress to strengthen our national defense. We share a commitment to achieving peace through strength and are focused on building mission-critical defense technology our adversaries cannot match. Lockheed Martin's senior vice president of government affairs Shelley O'Neill Stoneman is under fire from the Trump transition and House Armed Services Committee after Republicans exposed her political opinions as woke and incompatible with the incoming Trump administration. Stoneman, a former Obama administration aide, offered strong political commentary for years on her ex account. She apparently deleted the account on Friday after Breitbart News requested comment. Stoneman publicly endorsed a long list of woke agenda items. She supported transgender people serving in the military, shared a quote from Vox claiming that being anti-racist is a journey, alleged January 6, 2021, was an insurrection, and also appeared to believe that diversity makes the nation stronger, for which she offered no evidence. The Trump administration is set to take power next week and will likely transform the federal government that Lockheed Martin relies upon for defense contracts. The House Armed Services Committee and the Trump transition told Breitbart News exclusively that wokeism will be at odds with the revamped Department of Defense under the incoming Trump administration. The House Armed Services Committee has made it clear that DEI and woke politics have no place in DOD. A spokesperson for the House Armed Services Committee exclusively told Breitbart News. The number one focus for anyone who wants to work with DOD should be ensuring our military is the most lethal and ready force in the world. The condemnation is significant because it holds jurisdiction over the procurement of weapons that Lockheed Martin often supplies to the Department of Defense. Lockheed spent $9,508,940 million in 2024 on lobbying lawmakers, according to Open Secrets. Individuals with woke, political jihads against our service members should know they'll have no business working with the Trump administration, a transition official exclusively told Breitbart News. When Breitbart News asked Lockheed if it is concerned about Stoneman's woke opinions and whether it plans to reorient its government affairs department toward the Trump administration, it did not immediately respond. Lockheed's exec deleting their Twitter accounts is a shocking and damning admission of guilt, a senior Senate staffer familiar with the defense industry told Breitbart News. I've never seen anything so blatant. Lockheed knows it was a mistake to align with the far left, instead of putting the national security of their customer, the American people, first. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.